Imagine being an alien anthropologist stranded on Earth. That's how a fictional high schooler named Colin Fisher is described in a new novel. Colin has Asperger's syndrome, which means he has trouble picking up on social cues. So he approaches life as a detective, jotting down notes and observing facial cues to figure out whether people are happy or sad and how he's expected to respond to them. All those observational skills come in handy when there's a crime at the school, and that's how the book gets going. Ashley Miller and Zach Stentz are co-authors of Colin Fisher, and they join us from NPR West in Culver City, California. Ashley, welcome to you.
Thank you.
And Zach, you as well.
It's great to be here.
I first feel like I have to point out that you guys are better known probably for writing superhero movies, including Thor and X-Men First Class. So this feels like a little bit of a departure for both of you.
This is Zach, and you could actually look at Colin as a little bit of a superhero in some ways, although he doesn't have any supernatural powers, and he doesn't leap tall buildings with a single bound
that we know of.
And Zach, we read that you and two of your children are on the autism spectrum. So is there a personal connection for why you decided to work on a book about a teenager with Asperger's?
I'll just say that there's certainly elements of autobiography in there and observation of my own kids, but Colin is just as much a product of both of our imaginations as that. But we certainly both had a lot of material to work with.
Ashley, in the intro of the book, which was written by author Lev Grossman, he explains how Asperger's affects Colin. Could you give us that quick summary of how it sort of illustrates how it exhibits itself in him?
The primary way that it presents itself is his obsession with facts. And his burning desire for his audience to be as interested in it as he is. His attention to detail, his super fixation on that. You know, and then on the other side, his inability sometimes to pick up on social cues, on emotional cues with the people that he's dealing with.
There's this great line in the book that his dad uses. He says, coming in for a landing. And that's the warning he gives his kid when he's going to touch him, because Colin does not like to be touched. So that's another thing about Asperger's, is that sometimes there's a sort of a physical discomfort with other people.
This is Zach, and yeah, you see in Colin that he has difficulties being touched. So the people who know him well either give him a wide berth or warn him before they're going to touch him. And he's also really sensitive to certain sensory stimuli, like electronic noises really set him off. So he's actually, you know, Colin has a lot of vulnerabilities along with his formidable intelligence.
Right, so he hates school bells, for example. That really disturbs him, that loud noise.
Yeah, very much so.
The book's dust jacket is covered with little, almost stick person facial expressions, and beneath them are descriptions. You know, it says annoyed, worried, regretful, frustrated. Colin uses these to try to understand how people around him are feeling, because he can't necessarily pick that up as automatically as other people. And that gets to a really key point, which is that many people with Asperger's understand people's feelings intellectually, but they have trouble processing them. How does that make life difficult for Colin?
It's not that Colin doesn't feel those emotions. What he has difficulty with is understanding when he looks at someone what their facial expression necessarily means. And there's an intellectual distance between him and what's happening in the communication process. In terms of what Colin feels, you know, in the same way that anyone else feels. He is capable of being excited, of being amused, of being annoyed, all of those things. But how he processes is very different. And this is hugely important to the story, because the story is really all about Colin figuring out the mystery of other people.
You have this really great and cringing example also of his behavior. And I'm thinking of the scene where this young girl approaches him and he notices that her breasts have developed over the summer. So he comments on that, which in itself already has you cringing. But then he goes on to explain to her what's going on hormonally to make her breast develop. So it's really just very funny, and it seems to explain so well what the thought process is sometimes for people with Asperger's.
Yeah, that was a really fun scene to write. This is Zach, by the way, and it very much goes to how Colin sees the world and how Colin can be tremendously socially inappropriate at times, but there's no malice whatsoever behind it. So the people who know him and care about him are inclined to cut him some slack, despite the fact that he can deeply embarrass them.
Another thing your book does so well is give us a sense of how Colin interprets social interactions like jokes. And there's a case where one kid says to another kid, "Wow, I haven't been so scared since I saw your mom naked," which would be last night. So, Zach, would you then read the paragraph that comes after that?
Sure. Colin understood that statement. Wayne was suggesting that he had had sex with Stan's mother, a vile insult and provocation across nearly every human culture and language. Stan responded with a snarl and a shove, backed up by his friends.
So he immediately intellectualizes this joke. It just seems to be the way he needs to process it. And I think it's really helpful at understanding how a kid with Asperger's might be thinking in social situations.
That's absolutely right. And it's a subtle thing. Colin understands that that's actually an insult, but he doesn't feel any particular thing about it.
Ashley, if we go to the narrative of the book, Colin puts his detective skills to work when a school bully named Wayne Connolly is accused of bringing a gun to school. And even though Colin really has no sympathies for this kid, he begins to think, no, he can't be guilty because, and then he basically uses his Asperger's skills to figure out, to tell us why that is. Would you explain his logic there?
Colin has a very particular way of processing information, coming to conclusions, which is what makes him a great detective, I think. And in this case, he actually makes a behavioral judgment. He sees the gun and he sees that there is frosting on the pistol grip. And he decides, well, whoever had that gun is a very messy eater. He knows that Wayne, who is the suspect, is a very fastidious eater. And therefore, Wayne could not possibly have been the person who had the gun because Wayne never would have gotten frosting on the pistol grip. It's funny because it's a bit of a leap. It's, you know, there are facts in between that could get in the way of that conclusion. But if you look at how everything comes into the big picture, he's right.
Over time, Colin and Wayne, the bully, their relationship warms a little bit. It's almost like a détente. Is there some lesson you're trying to send here that if we can get to understand each other better, whether you have Asperger's or some other quirk, that we just need to get to know each other and we'll get along?
This is Zach, and I'd say yes and no. I'd say that that very much, and that people are all individuals. And in the case of Wayne, he's someone who presents a very nasty front to the world. But the more that he and Colin get to know each other, the more they see their kind of vulnerabilities and points of connection with each other. However, we see that there is another character in the book who you could get to know as much as you wanted to, and he would still be a horrible person.
As I was reading this story, I began to wonder whether, even though it's a piece of fiction, it was meant to basically have the same function as a non-fiction guide to teachers or parents on how to deal with a kid with Asperger's. Is there meant to be kind of a guidebook element to this?
This is Ashley. No, there's not. But I think that if somebody reads this book and they come away from it thinking, I recognize this kid. You know, he's in my class, or he's in my house.
Or he's in my mirror.
In my mirror, exactly. And something about this book speaks to you and gives you an insight on how to deal with that, how to approach it, how to make your relationship with that person better. I think that's terrific. I think that's great.
But really what we were out to do at the end of the day was to tell a gripping story about an interesting character or interesting characters.
That's Zach Stentz. He and Ashley Miller are co-authors of the new book, Colin Fisher. You can read an excerpt at hereandnow.org. Thanks to both of you for joining us.
Oh, thanks so much.
Thank you for having us.